towards us and the truth of the Lord. Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
1 John 4:19 says this, "We love him because he first loved us." That's a powerful verse. We love him because he first loved us. Now, God's love for us was more than just sentiment. We've said this before. Was more than just an emotional feeling that God had towards us. God didn't just use the clouds and arrange them into letters and write, "I love you," across the sky. It was more than that. When it says God loved you, herein is love, that God sent his Son. So for God, love is more than just saying, "I love you." It's more than just having a feeling of affection. It's more than just sentiment. It is an actually giving of yourself. It is making a commitment towards something. And for God, he committed his Son to us. He committed his own self to us and provided his Son and gave Jesus for salvation as a free gift, with the only requirement being faith. The only requirement for salvation is you trust in this Christ that God sent. But God's love for us was demonstrated in that gift, in that act, as we celebrate during Christmas time. Realization of what Christ has done in us and for us should cause a response of love back to him. In other words, me understanding and comprehending what God has done for me, how much God has loved me in the sending of Christ. That love for me should produce within me, cause within me, a response back to him, which is love. And that's the verse. We love him because he first loved us. So when I first became a Christian, I had to sit down and listen to the messages and hear and read my Bible and learn how much God loved me. And as I did, I began to develop a response to him of love back to him, which was more than sentiment. It was more than just me saying, "I love you, Jesus," or getting a bumper sticker for the back of my car and honking my horn. It was more than just an emotional affection. It was loving in action, just the way he loved me. He sent, he gave, he sacrificed, he laid down his life. And in the same way, my love for him needs to be that same, to that same degree, where I give myself to him. I lay down my life for him. I surrender to him. That's what loving God is all about. It's not just saying, "I love you, God," and then going about in my selfish little way. It's about actually having this produced within me. It's not a works program. It's being produced and caused within me by the fact that God loves me. It's a reciprocation of what has happened in my life and what continues to happen in my life all the time, God loving me. And so this love response, as we said, is a commitment to honor him with my life. And I remember when I first got saved, that was my heart's desire. I was genuinely excited and enthusiastic about my newfound faith. And I remember praying many, many times to God, "God, just take my life, do whatever you want with me. Use me in any way you want. Take me any place you want. I'm available for anything you want me to do." And then as I got older, those that willingness to do anything, go anywhere, and whatever God wants, kind of narrowed in. Well, God, I'll go this far, and I'll do this for you, but I won't go there, and I'll help you in this area, but I can't do that. And the boundaries started coming in as I got older, which shouldn't, but it did. And but God's love for me, of course, was in action. And then our love for him must also be in action. And that same attitude I had in the beginning shouldn't disappear over the years. It should still be there. And really deep down inside, I want it to be there. I don't want to have boundaries for God with that he can't step up. I don't want to say, God, I'll do anything for you, but here's a list of things I won't do. Here's a list of places I won't go. Here's a list of things I won't sign up for. And I have all this stuff that I won't do for God. That's not exactly loving him. That's not exactly having that response that he's creating within us to love him unconditionally. I have conditions to my love. I love you, God, but here's the things I need in my life or else. I quit. I'm going back. But the love of God was manifest towards us. It says in 1 John 4:9, God sent his son, his only begotten son, into the world that we might live through him. And then in 1 John 3:16, by this we know God's love because he laid down his life for us. And then it goes on to say that we also ought to lay down our lives for each other. Because that's how we love God, by loving the brethren and loving people. So love is laying down my life for others. Love is laying down my life for the lost, to be evangelistic. Giving up my time, my energy, my money, my personal desires in life, everything for the cause and the kingdom of God. That's a tough message in a lot of places. That's over people's heads. They say, whoa, I can't do all that. I mean, I can give Jesus Sunday morning, but I mean, I got a schedule to keep all week. I got things to do, places to go. I can't just release myself to God and say, whatever you choose, God. So the question is this morning, and we use this modern terminology, how much is on the table? We talk about what's on the table. Well, in terms of negotiating contracts or negotiating treaties with other countries, they say, what's on the table? What are you willing to put on the table? What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to negotiate? And that's the question for us today. What is on the table? What is my life really on the table? Do I just have a lot of cool Christian things I can say with my lips, but not really back it up with my life? Can I be a Christian in name only? I know I'm saved. I know I'm going to heaven, but can I play the game? Oh, Jesus, I'll do anything for you, but have this long list of things I really won't do. I'll have no part of it because I'm just not going to do it. Don't tell me to move anywhere. Don't tell me to do anything because I'm just not going to be available. But I said I'd be available. I said I'd do anything you wanted, but really when it came down to it, I wouldn't. So my future, is that on the table? Am I willing to say my future is on the table? Whatever you want, God. I had plans. I had plans to, you know, I was going to be a lawyer. And I was going to, you know, lie and steal from people. I was going to be something else. But if that's not your will for my life, that's fine. I'll do whatever it is you're calling me to. That can be on the table. My future can be on the table. I don't have to do or go or do anything that I've previously planned to do because it's on the table. My home is on the table. You want me to live there? You want me to live somewhere else? You want me, whatever you want. My home is on the table. It's open to you. My family is on the table. I've got family ties and connections, and there are strong connections, but if it's your will, Lord, then that I can't see them as often as I want to, then it's on the table. And we'll bring up an example in a second here. My job, it's on the table. My business is on the table. Maybe God wants me to get out of my business. Instead of me just continuously praying God to bless it and make me wealthy in it. Maybe he wants me out of it and doing something different. My children, everything. Is it on the table with God? Do I love him that much that because he loved me first, that everything's on the table? Abraham, Genesis 12:1, was called by God to follow him. He had to leave his country. He had to leave his family. He had to leave his friends. He had to leave his home. Had to leave his business. And had to follow God, not knowing where he was going, how he was going to support himself, or if he would ever see his family again, or if he would ever see his hometown again. Or he had no knowledge of anything of what he was going to do, but he was willing to follow the one he loved because he was first loved by him. So Abraham followed God, and he left all these things, and God had him give up these things, and he became what? Galatians 3:7, the father of our faith. And Romans 4:16 as well. He became the father of our faith. Later on in the 22nd chapter, he was asked to give up his son. Now this is a young man he had waited for 25 years. The promise of a son. He finally gets the son. After 25 years, he is his pride and joy. He loves his son completely and totally. And God says, give him up to me. Is that on the table, Abraham? Are you willing to go that far? Or are you going to say, no. You're not getting my son. I'll give you this, this, and this, but not my son. I'm not going that far with God. I've got limits. And we all do that. If a man loves God, nothing is withheld from the table. And you know, the beautiful part of this thing is that God didn't take it. He didn't take his son. Abraham built an altar, laid the wood on it, bound Isaac, his son, laid him on the altar. He put him on the table. But God didn't take him. The only thing God was interested in was his willingness to put him on the table. Not that he would take him. And most of the stuff you put on the table, God will never touch it. In fact, we have a God who's very much interested in giving us the desires of our heart. And that says Psalm 34:7 or 37:4. I'm dyslexic. Sorry. But that's God's interested in giving us the desires of our heart. Most of the stuff you put on the table, he'll never touch it. Your house, your where you live, where you're associated with, and everything else. Never touch it. But his concern is it on the table? Do you love me that much? Are you willing to say whatever, God? I don't care what it is. Whatever. I'm not capable. I'm not qualified. I'm not fit for it. I don't see myself as being able. But if you say it, then it's on the table for me. You're welcome to it. I give up my rights to myself. And why did I do that? Because I love you. And why do I love you? Because you first love me. And I've been won by your love. I've been overwhelmed by the love of God.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993. Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties.